Kalis, did you watch the game last night? Because last time that I did a show by myself, you didn't watch the Pirate game.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, I didn't this time either.
You didn't, but did you see the clip of the first inning?
No.
Did you see Riley Green at all?
He's their pitcher.
He is their pitcher.
Yeah.
He started yesterday. You didn't see what he
did. Riley Green or Hunter Green?
Same thing. Yes, that guy. Green.
Why Riley did I say Green Riley plays Green? For the Tigers.
No, he doesn't. Doesn't he play for the... Yeah, he does.
Well, anyway. Now we got to look this up. Green's the pitcher.
Hunter Green is the pitcher. I was wrong, but I was thinking Riley Green because I just played my son in MLB video game, and he was using Riley Green, so I messed up there. It is Hunter Green, but did you see him yesterday? No,
yeah.
You didn't. No, you didn't. You obviously didn't because you don't know what I'm talking about.
I saw him in the game. I didn't say I watched the game happen.
You didn't see what he did?
No.
He threw up.
Oh. Well, that happens.
I mean, it happens on the mound?
It's happened pretty common these last years.
It's happened on the... Wait, what?
At least once a season.
No.
Yeah, look it up.
He was pitching to Brian Reynolds. Obviously, Brian Reynolds is the number two
pitch?
Hitter. It was... He threw a pitch. I think Brian Reynolds fouled it, and then he turned around and just threw up everywhere.
Yeah, that's happened... That's
what?
At least once a season, the few different guys, yeah. You just see guys throw up on the mound. It's really gross. Yeah.
I was like, what?
There's a whole montage you can look up on YouTube. Yeah.
No
guys throwing up on the mound. Yeah.
Has anybody ever said the reason why that it could be? I have a theory.
Go ahead.
Do you know why?
Or dehydration.
Dehydration.
Overexertion.
I think it might be chew.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be chew. Some guys throw up. Yeah, it makes you sick. I don't know, but he might not chew. I don't know. That was one of the wildest things I've ever seen, though. Because, I mean, but you're saying that it happens all the time. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, not all the time. I meant, like, you're averaging once a season. You got 162 games across 30 teams in baseball. So not often, but, like, you'll see one every, like, season or two. Someone will just throw up on the mound, yeah.
He just turned around and yanked. I was like, what's going on? Is he sick? Is he okay? Jeez.
Did you miss our guy Aroldis Chapman, too, when he was on the Yankees? Had to go to the bathroom real bad, and he closed out the game real fast, and instead of shaking hands with everybody, sprinted into the dugout.
Really? That's what I was thinking. Like, where are those weird moments? Like, obviously, Paul Pierce having to go to the bathroom is one where we played for the Celtics. Lawrence Timmons, he threw up, I think, whenever he was in a stance at linebacker whenever the Steelers played the Dolphins. And I know the reason why. Actually, this was like 2016, maybe a little bit earlier. It was around then. But the Steelers played the Dolphins like midseason, and it was hot. And you're going to Miami, and I know what happens in Miami. You have a little fun sometimes. And I think that there was a few Steelers that might have had some fun, and maybe Lawrence Timmons was one of them, and that's what made him throw up. But I was sitting there. I was like, what is going on? That is kind of wild. And thinking of all the different weird moments in sports. I'm trying to think, and I couldn't really think of any that were just like, what is going on here? In the finals, Derek White, who plays guard for the Celtics, he fell on his face and knocked his teeth out. Well, knocked a tooth out, yeah. That was weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Throwing up. I hate throwing up. It's the worst.
I do, too.
I hate it. Despise it. Oh, it's the worst.
I threw up twice over Christmas. It was not fun.
You think it was something you ate?
No.
What do you think?
Well, kind of.
What do you think it was?
What do I think? Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to share.
You don't want to share? Okay. Did you see this four-leg parlay that this guy has that FanDuel put out there?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness. Do you look at anything?
I do look at things.
Oh, my goodness. All right, this guy has a four-leg parlay. First leg of the parlay, Connecticut winning the men's basketball championship. Plus 550, bang, check mark, got that one. Second leg of the parlay, Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. Plus 900, bang, got that one. You know what the last two legs of his parlay is?
What's that?
So he bet $1.01 to win about $1 million. There's $1 million, I think it's like $1 million, 2,880, then 69, something, however you do it. I can't, every time we get to that many numbers, I can't read it well, but it's around $1 million. It is $1 million, a little over $1 million, 1.2. But he bet $1.01. So he already has two legs of the parlay closed out. The third leg of the parlay, the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the World Series. That's plus 20,000. And the last leg of the parlay is the Pittsburgh Steelers to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cash, you know what the cash out option is right now, what he could cash out at to win? Now, he bet $1. Huh?
$40,000?
$11.29. Do you think he should cash out?
Should he cash out?
Yes.
No. You bet $1.
You think that there's actually a chance that the Pirates will win the World Series and the Steelers would win the Super Bowl? I don't even know if this guy's from Pittsburgh. It'd be great if he wasn't. But you would let it ride?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's a dollar. Who knows? Crazier things never have happened. No, they never have happened. That would be the craziest thing to probably ever happen for the Pirates and the Steelers to win. And at least, well, I guess it might have happened before, but that would be insane.
Indeed.
Yeah, I probably would let it ride. I would.
You bet a dollar.
Yeah. There's people who actually hit those, though, which it just, like, bothers me. I'm like, why can't that be me? Like, there'll be people who post, like, 10-leg parlays, and they'll just hit every single one of them. I'm like, and then bet, like, 10 bucks to win, like, 100 grand. I'm like, how? How do you even have the, you know, what's to even do that and not cash out at some point? Especially, like, if you're getting all the, if you have 9 legs that are checkmarked, and you're down to the last, like, how do you not even check? You just let it ride. It's wild.
Well, I was frustrated the other day, too, because remember, the other week, because Crowley told me to bet 4,000, you know, instead of flushing it down the toilet.
Yeah, you would have won.
And I would have had 11,000.
You would have won.
Bet on the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Man. You would have won.